A local school district is considering a policy that would censor certain discussions and decorations in schools. WHYY's Emily Rizzo reports a similar policy has already gone into effect in a neighboring district.
Central Bucks School District will vote on a policy similar to the one the smaller Penridge District passed in September. Rainbow pride symbols and safe space stickers once decorated the halls in Penridge High School. Now they're gone.
It's like being queer was erased from Penridge.
That's Silas Nathan, a transgender student at Penridge. Without these symbols, LGBTQ students say it's harder to know which teachers they can rely on as allies, and they claim bullying from peers has increased.
I know some people who aren't out to very many people, but they're just too scared because they don't know how teachers will react. And for, like, people who are out, it's just really depressing, honestly, to walk around and see absolutely no support or no, like, mention.
The Penridge policy prohibits staff from engaging in, quote, advocacy activities and displaying materials about, quote, religion, sexual orientation, and gender identity not directly relevant to the curriculum. Experts say these kinds of inclusive symbols can benefit LGBTQ youth as they easily allow teachers and administrators to widely illustrate their acceptance and allyship. The Central Bucks proposal censors, quote, partisan activities and, quote, social policy advocacy. ACLU attorney Rich Ting calls this vague terminology confusing and suggests it can lead to teachers self-censoring.
The biggest problem, I think, probably the term social policy matter, because that could really mean anything, right?
Central Bucks Superintendent Abe Lukaba insists the policy creates the most inclusive environment by making classrooms neutral for everyone. The vote on the policy is Tuesday. Emily Rizzo, WHYY News.